Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. It is probably the most perfect day that I could think of to take your dog for a walk. It's fall. It's sunny, but cool. Oh, Eric, it's gorgeous out there.
Absolutely. I was just admiring it from the windows here at the Alternative Talk Towers.
Yeah, we have a clear view of downtown Seattle with the Olympic Mountain Range behind.
Yes, and today it's clear enough that we can actually see them. We don't just have to take it on faith that they're still there.
Yep, so. They're still there. Yeah, what a fine day to go for a walk with your dog. I encourage it. The Dog Talk Show is brought to you by Invisible Fence Northwest. Invisible Fence for the life of your pet. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com for more information. You can set up a free evaluation or consultation with them to see if it's a good fit for your home and lawn. I was on the website looking at the product list. I have a little online store with some other products, some collars and books. And there was one that I thought was really funny. That's a... it's a DNA breed identification kit, which we did with Chewy, my old dog, before he passed away. And but this one's called Who's Your Daddy, which I thought was funny.
Aptly named.
Aptly named. Who's Your Daddy? So a lot of people are talking about that, the DNA breed test. And it's, I don't know, I found it to be definitely helpful because the results let me know that Chewy was definitely mostly lab, which I didn't know. But
it can be quite surprising for folks because you build up this idea of what the dog is, you know, and then you find out he's something entirely different.
Well, it was an adjustment for me because I thought he was a shepherd mix for 10 years, and it turns out he didn't have any German shepherd in him at all. So we had a bunch of lab, but then they gave me, you know, like 7 other breeds. So I don't know. I thought it was worth it. We have a very fun show today. For the second segment, Brandy Algren, the editor of City Dog Magazine, is calling in to tell us about upcoming events, some City Dog news, and we're going to talk about some costume ideas for dogs for Halloween.
That's coming up.
It is coming up right around the corner.
I like it when your name sounds like a great Saturday night. Brandy Algren. I'm just saying.
Algren?
Yeah. Mm. Isn't that it?
It's Algren, but you
oh,
mean...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Algrens?
Yes. Yeah.
No. Algren.
Oh, okay. Either way.
So, Eric, are you willing to participate later on in some Dog Talk Show trivia just for Eric edition?
Oh, you know I am.
Now, Eric never gets to participate in trivia, and... you know, because he's here and he's not really a listener out in the world.
I'm a listener.
He's a listener across the table. You're a participant.
True enough.
So I've got a special Dog Talk Show trivia edition for Eric today. And you do have prizes at stake, Eric.
Oh, wow.
For your cats.
Oh.
Now, I went back to get the mouse treats.
Uh-huh. Meaning, which they love very much.
Meaning the cat treats are actually made out of 100%
freeze-dried mouse. Yes.
which you said your cats love.
They go crazy for them. It's the only treat that they ask for by name.
And how does that sound?
Well, you know, I come home and they say, meows, meows. Yeah.
Well, maybe they'll start saying salmon now because I couldn't get the mouse treats, but I did get some wild-side salmon treats.
And from the image on the package, you can see that the cat is hypnotized by the idea of salmon.
In that vein, there's another prize, too, and it's a little container here of catnip.
Oh, wow. They love that.
Do they?
They love fish treats. They love catnip. So, wow, this is nice. There's a lot on the line.
Got some drugs and then
playing
something
for the
to
honor
eat.
Of yeah. Fergal and Marshmallow. So.
Are those their names?
Yes.
Nice. Okay, so I saw a bumper sticker once that made I still crack up when I think of it, but it says, if you don't talk to your cat about catnip, who will?
Right.
So have you talked to your cats about catnip?
Well, they've talked to me about it.
Okay. Well, so catnip and wildside salmon. This is a local company. It's this shiny sort of electric blue bag with this big yellow cat. They also make dog treats, and it's just freeze-dried salmon. Cats really tend to love these as well as the mouse treats.
Mm-hmm.
So if you I haven't decided. I mean, it's not like I think you're going to get the prizes regardless, Eric, but but I've got a bunch of questions for you. It's not
right.
just one.
Well, I'm looking forward to playing.
Yes.
So, I just hope that because I am an employee here and I am a participant in the show that the police don't come and bust me for playing the Dog Talk Show trivia.
Nice. Well, they won't because this is not Dog Talk Show. Well, it's a special Eric edition. It's
okay.
not open
it's
to the public.
It's sanctioned.
Right.
Okay, good.
And I also have trivia for listeners today. On November 3rd, we are going to interview Patty Sherlock, who's the author of a new book out called A Dog for All Seasons. And it's a memoir, and it looks great, and I'm looking forward to reading it myself before the interview. It says on the cover, all people who love dogs and yearn to return to the land will love this book. And that is a quote from Temple Grandin, who is a best-selling author of Animals in Translation and certainly one of Darcy's favorites. We actually just ordered one of her DVDs on Netflix, so I think we should be getting that today. But Temple Grandin, I think, is autistic, and she's done... Did she do the work in the slaughterhouses? Yeah. She did work in slaughterhouses and how to design them better, I guess, so that they're less stressful for
the animals. To make
them
a little more humane. They made a movie about her recently, too. Did you see that?
Yeah, I think that's the one that we're have... Yeah, the one that we should be getting today on Netflix. Yeah.
Wonderful.
I'll let you know how it is.
Good.
Temple Grandin, she wrote Animals in Translation, but she's got this quote on the cover of A Dog for All Seasons, a memoir by Patty Sherlock. So I have a copy of the book, brand spankin' new, to give away on the show for some Dog Talk Show trivia for listeners. We'll be doing that later in the show. And along with this book, we will also be giving away, I think it's 1 pound of treats from Natural Bark, which you can get to online at naturalbark.com. And if you don't win the treats, but you want to order some treats, we have a coupon code for the Dog Talk Show to receive 10% off your order at checkout. The code is Dog Talk Show. And that's at naturalbark.com. They are made in my homeland, New England, New Hampshire specifically. I'm from Massachusetts, but I'll still call it my homeland, and they're very healthy treats. Our dogs love theirs, and so we'll include in a pound of those treats as well.
It's like a bonanza on the show today.
I know. It's treats prizes galore. It's my favorite. So I've got some interesting trivia for Eric coming up. I do have some announcements before we take a break, and then when we come back, like I said, we'll be talking with Brandy Algren of City Dog Magazine. So as far as other coupon codes go, I wanted to let you all know and just make sure everyone's aware of all of the other coupon codes for the Dog Talk Show. You can receive $100 off Invisible Fence containment units, I think outdoor and perhaps indoor, but you'll have to check with that. $100 off. The coupon code is Dog Talk Show, and the consultations are free. So if you're kind of... you know, not sure if it's a good fit or you have a question or you want them to come out and look at your land and see what they can do, that's all free. So you can go to Invisible Fence Northwest website, which is InvisibleFenceNW.com. Check out the store, too, because they've got some great products there as well. And their coupon code is Dog Talk Show. Bokashi Cycle, which I haven't talked about in a long time, kind of got off the... Got off the dog poop conversation there. Had an intervention. But Bokashi Cycle, they have a pet waste fermentation system where it actually turns your pet's waste into, through this anaerobic fermentation, into a substance that's actually really good for soil. It removes all contaminants. And they have a 10% off coupon code as well, which is Dog Talk Show. And the website there is bokashicycle.com. So, you know, some ways to save some money just by listening. We have a Facebook page, and I am really wanting to get just over the 300 fan mark. So if you have not joined or become a fan of the Dog Talk Show on Facebook, find us there and become a fan. You'll get some behind-the-scenes information. You'll be the first to know when the videos are posted and all that type of stuff. We're also on Twitter as well, and you can follow us at Dog Talk Show on Twitter. So Darcy had an article written about her on the Bastyr University Natural Directions newsletter, which I think is a newsletter from the admissions department. Darcy is a graduate of Bastyr University of their health psychology department. And it's an article or an interview about Darcy's business, Healing Allies, working with assistance dogs and, you know, emotional support dogs and therapeutic companion dogs. And it's a really interesting business. And she was profiled on the Bastyr website. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. I've posted the link on the Dog Talk Show website. So you can just go to www.dogtalkshow.com. And it's right there at the top. The link, you can just click on the link and it'll take you right to the article.
Someday you should see if you can get Darcy on the show. That would be a big get for us. It might be hard to do, but it would be amazing.
I know. She's hard to get on the show. I do. We are going to be interviewing though soon one of Darcy's clients who has who's a veteran who has just received a service dog from Darcy, and it's just an amazing story, and she's going to share her story with us on the show sometime soon, probably within the next couple months. So that's excellent. All right, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk with Brandy Algren, editor of City Dog Magazine. She's going to tell us about upcoming events and costume parties and all that good stuff. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of living successfully with your animal friends. This week, it's a Kim Sunday. That means Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive will join us in the studio. Kim is gifted, detailed, and very accurate. She can help you talk with your loved ones on the other side or with your present animal friends. We'll have open phone lines throughout the show on Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemmley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured, Kemmley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemmleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
1150 KKNW.com. Your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes, and we are back with Brandy Algren, editor of City Dog Magazine. Hi, Brandy.
Hi, Julie.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a few months, I think, but it's always great to have you here.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, and thank you for Levi and I, my cattle dog, were actually in the summer issue, I think? Or spring?
Yes, about pet-related careers.
Yeah, and you had a photographer come in and take some pictures of Levi and I in the booth, who normally doesn't come with me, but we got a lot of compliments on that photo, and he just did such a great job sitting in the chair with me, so that was great.
Model.
Yeah. So tell us first about City Dog Magazine and what City Dog is all about, and that... And then we'll talk about events.
Well, City Dog Magazine was started here in Seattle, and we are all about what to do, where to go, what to see, what to buy, everything in the West with your dog. So we really cover in detail the area and feature things like weekend getaways, so, you know, quite an emphasis on travel, where to go.
Mm-hmm.
We also feature products, you know, that we really like to feature Northwest companies that are, you know, the companies that are based here, and just really focus on the people and the places and the things in the Northwest for dog lovers.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great magazine. It's always beautiful and it's loaded with great information. The website is citydogmagazine.com, and I've reposted a link to City Dog Magazine from the Dog Talk Show website as well. And subscriptions are only $18 for 1 year and $30 for 2 years. And it includes 5 issues. You have seasonal issues or quarterly issues, and then a special holiday issue, which sounds like you're just putting that together now probably too, huh?
Right. Yep. We're working on that as we speak.
Yep. I bet.
Yep.
So it makes for a great gift. Like I said, it's only $18 for 5 issues. It's a wonderful publication, and you can go to citydogmagazine.com to subscribe. And Brandy has her finger on the pulse of all of the dog events. And so tell us what we've got coming up in the region for dog events. Of course, we've got Halloween coming, so I'm sure... I know I mentioned last week Doggoween is coming up, and perhaps some other costume type events too.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, one of the most popular sections in our magazine is the calendar of events.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it's packed with Halloween events. You'd mentioned Doggoween, which is one of my favorite events. I can't remember what year this is, maybe the 11th year that they've hosted it.
Mm.
And I've been a judge in the past, and it's really fun how creative people get at this event. And that's on Saturday, so it's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
This Saturday. It's from 11 to 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. at the Genesee Off-Leash area.
Okay.
And people can go to dogoween.com to find out more information. And the event is to benefit COLA,
mm-hmm.
which is a coalition for off-leash areas. So it's a great event and a great cause.
Mm-hmm.
For pug lovers out there, on Sunday, there's Pugoween. And I don't know if you've been to an all-pug event in the past. Seattle Pugs, which is a rescue organization for pugs, they have an event every year that is at Magnuson, and I've been to that in the past, and it's hilarious. And you don't even have to own a pug to go to the event. If you just love pugs, you want to find out more about the breed, it's a great event to go to. Due to some insurance things, I feel like I have to mention this, that it is a pug-only event,
mm-hmm.
so I just want to throw that out there. But anyway, that one should be pretty hilarious, and that is at Bitter Lake Community Center on Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m., and for more information, people can go to seattlepugs.com.
Excellent. And all of these links, too, are on the City Dog Magazine website. If you go to the events page at the top, and it'll list all of these events, and you can find the links there as well.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
So another one on this Sunday is at The Dining Dog, and they are located in Edmonton. I think that they are the only restaurant that is for dogs only, meaning they do not have a human menu. They have a canine-only menu, and they host parties and events. And anyway, pretty interesting concept, and they're having a Halloween costume party from noon to 2 p.m. on Sunday, and then more information is at diningdog.com.
Dining Dog. Have you been to this location before?
I have not, and she has invited me, and it is definitely on my list.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. So you go in, and your dog gets to eat.
Yes.
And you don't.
You don't. You can order in. There are participating restaurants that you can order your own food in. But yeah, it is definitely all for the dogs.
The tables have turned.
Yes.
Fun. I'll have to check that out. I wonder, I'm going to have to look into that.
That might be a good story. Yeah.
What does the what's on the menu? You know, I mean, is it it'd be funny to have sort of like a, what's the word? Fine dining, where they have beef heart with, on a bed of, I don't know, what dogs would like.
Yeah.
Okay, I digress. So there's an event.
Let's go back to the events. Yeah, so let's flash forward to October 30th. We're getting closer to actual Halloween here. On Saturday the 30th at Muttley Crew Cuts, and that's over here in West Seattle, they're hosting a Muttster Mash, is what they're calling it, which sounds super fun. And they'll have a costume contest and a raffle. Wine and beer, and that is to benefit Furry Faces Foundation. And they can just go to the people can go to the Muttley Crew Cuts website to find out more information, and we have it posted on our Facebook page, and we have it posted on our website as well at citydogmagazine.com.
Okay.
And it's on our blog. So anyway, we've definitely covered that one. Then for Issaquah dog lovers, Earth Pet is hosting a Halloween party, and it's also to celebrate their 9th anniversary, and that's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And if people are looking for a dog, they are also hosting an Adopt-a-Thon between 11 and 4 on the same day. So I think that'd be a really great event.
Good.
And then lastly, this one sounds really fun to me because I love dogs and I love wine, is Northwest Cellars in Kirkland is hosting a costume contest for canines and wine tasting for humans. And then 20% of sales of their Rescue Red will go to Home or Pet Adoption Center.
Oh, great.
Out there in Woodinville. And then Homeward also will be there at the event with adoptable dogs.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah. So lots of fun events coming up.
Yeah. Now, are there, they're probably not really posted yet or have locations set, but are there a lot of events going on for the holidays, like around Thanksgiving and December and all that?
Yes. There are always, just like Halloween themed events. There are a ton of holiday-themed events that happen around then, and that's what we're putting together right now for the holiday issue, and then also to post on our online calendar. And every year we host a what we call our Yappy Holidays Mutt Mixer, and that location and date is still to be determined, but we'll have that online, and all of the other events that are going on around there. A lot of the rescue organizations host events around the holidays, which is great, to encourage people to adopt if they're looking for a pet during that time.
Yeah.
So we'll certainly be posting all of those as well. One event that's coming up actually in early November that is worth mentioning is the 2 Million Dog March.
Yeah.
And that's for canine cancer research, and that's on November 7th at Seward Park. And why I really wanted to make sure that your listeners knew about that event is it's the first year they've held it here in Seattle, and so we really want to encourage people to get out there and join in on the walk. And the overall goal of the event is to see 2 million dogs and their people walking simultaneously on that day across the country to raise awareness for canine cancer. And people can find out more information about that at 2milliondogs.org.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I see that on the City Dog website as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And that, too, that one hits close to home because my dog Chewy passed away a little over a year ago of cancer. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we'll try to make that
prevalent,
one.
Yeah, it's very prevalent, obviously, you know, most people know in dogs, you know, it's, yep.
Yeah, just like with people.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And there's a whole bunch of other events, you know, a little further out, some in Portland. You can check out the full list at citydogmagazine.com. And now you've got some other news, Brandy, and if you have a couple minutes, too, to stay into the next segment, because I think you've got some, I wanted to talk to you about costume ideas, and then you've got some interesting things going on with the City Dog Magazine website that's kind of coming up, too.
Sure, yeah, I'd be happy to.
Okay, cool. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing with the website.
We are currently redesigning completely and relaunching in the next few weeks citydogmagazine.com. And the difference will be that there will be a lot more ways for visitors to interact. We'll have more articles online that people can comment on and share. We will have a social aspect to it
mm-hmm.
where you and your dog will share your profile and your likes and your dislikes and who you've met and the friends that you're making. People can also submit articles to us. We really want input from our visitors. And what the new site is all about is really building community
mm-hmm.
and a place where people can meet each other, talk to each other, learn about the city that they live in, and just, you know, create, you know, that community.
Yeah, that's great. And I can especially see, too, like I've been getting a lot of calls from clients recently who have just moved here
mm-hmm.
with dogs. Mm-hmm. And I think that especially where people are looking like, okay, where, you know, where are the parks and what
right.
are the events and where are the places to go to get supplies, you know, rather than other than like the huge superstores and all that type of thing. So,
right. I think that'll be probably one of the most popular aspects of the site is that we'll have a directory mm-hmm. of businesses and services in the area, you know, under all the different categories of veterinarians and parks and what else? There's, you know, there's
everything,
daycares yeah. and groomers and yes, everything.
Yeah. Trainers and behavior. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with Brandy to talk about, some good costume ideas if you're still sort of baffled as to what to dress your dog for Halloween. So we'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
We all want to feel good, and when we look good, we just feel better. Hi, I'm Shawn Dene, inviting you to join Dr. Dawn and myself on Radiant You Radio. We will explore the good, the bad, and the ugly about looking fine. We'll throw the spotlight onto procedures, treatments, and nutritional methods to help you become a more radiant you.
Don't miss Radiant You Radio every Friday at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Many dogs love to ride in the car, but boy, they can really do a number on the interior with their nails and teeth. Did you know that you can have the interior vinyl and leather dents and tears repaired rather than having to replace an entire section or door? Color Masters Northwest offers leather, vinyl, and velour restoration with the option of on-site repairs and affordability of saving you from having to order a whole new part. You don't have to wait to replace your entire door or console. Just call Color Masters Northwest and have your dog's unsightly handiwork repaired quickly and affordably. Call 425-681-9355 or visit ColorMastersNW.com to schedule an appointment today. That's 425-681-9355 or online at ColorMastersNW.com.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You hear him howling around your kitchen door.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. We're back with Brandy Algren, editor of City Dog Magazine. Brandy, I just figured it out. I've added City Dog as a favorite Facebook page, and it's under, if you go to the City Dog Magazine Facebook page, you can just right under the picture on the profile, there's a little link to add to my page's favorites. So,
oh, good.
There you
Thank
are.
You. Great.
Social media. So costumes, you know, there's costume contests, Pug-o-ween, Dog-o-ween, Howl-o-ween. I was at the Oktoberfest Wiener Races for Rescue. I emceed that event, and there was a costume contest as part of that, and it was hilarious. I've got videos posted on the Dog Talk Show website of the different participants. But you've been to, you've attended Dog-o-ween for several years now. What have been some of your favorite costumes, and what are some good ideas for people as far as dog costumes?
Some of my favorites every single year is anything that is pop culture or current events related. Uh-huh. That's when people really get creative and really, you know, I don't know. I guess a couple of examples from last year was, you know, we had the big issue with the light rail, and one of the dogs was dressed as the light rail. Another one was everything with John and K+8, and one of the groups that comes out every year is the Shar Pei Rescue Group, and they always do something, you know, group themed. And there's that year was John and K+8, which you can imagine.
Yes.
Group themes are always fun. One group was Hugh Hefner and the Girls Next Door.
Nice.
You know, pop culture related. So yeah. Stuff like that is really funny, and people can get really creative. So, you know, pay attention to kind of what's going on TV or the news. You know, we've got the midterm elections. There's probably all sorts of things you could do with that.
Oh, yes.
I won't even go there. But some other stuff with the group stuff, you know, or wolf in sheep's clothing is always kind of clever. If you've got the little sheeps and you have the one dog dress, you know, then or three blind mice. There's some really cute group themed costumes at Dog-o-ween last year.
Yeah,
there were
some dachshunds when you mentioned that pop culture. There were three of them dressed up as the main characters in Twilight.
Oh, right.
No, it was hysterical. The what they did with the hair and stuff, it was really funny. So that's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Characters.
Last year, of course, there was Bo Obama.
Yeah.
A few of those. And mm-hmm. Yeah, there's...
Yeah, cool. And then any, you know, there's tons of pre-made costumes that you can just go buy, which are funny. But how about some, like, homemade ideas?
One that I remember from last year or the year before that was really clever was the Wicked Witch and the Flying Monkeys. And so the woman was dressed as the witch, but then all of the dogs, Scotties, you know, so they were black, they were dressed as the little flying monkeys. It was really clever and homemade, and a lot of thought put into it. It was really, really cute. Then another group, they came as the jailers and the prisoners. So all of the little dogs were dressed in prison outfits, and the humans were dressed in the...
Oh, you know, funny.
Yeah.
Cool.
Very cute. But there are a ton of costumes out there right now, out there online, definitely. We've posted some. You know, these are... these are costumes that you can buy, but they also can give you an idea of something if you're creative and talented enough to make your own dog costume. At least it's a start that it can give you some ideas, and that's on our blog today. We just posted that.
Okay, cool. Well, I don't think I can make it to Dog-O-Ween this year, but I'll be looking for pictures online for sure. And there's a lot of great events coming up, and you can look at the full list at citydogmagazine.com, and you can also subscribe to City Dog Magazine through the website as well. And thanks for taking the time to be on the show today, Brandy, and let us know what's going on in the area. And we'll have to touch base before the holidays and see what's going on then, too.
All right. Sounds great, Julie. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy the sun.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Always great to have Brandy from City Dog Magazine on the show. Eric, are you ready for trivia?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah. And I got to say, that interview, all grins.
All grins.
Yes.
Okay. What's at stake for Eric? Is a bag of Wildside salmon cat treats. They also make dog treats. It's actually the same thing. It's just freeze-dried salmon. This is a local company, and it's in a shiny sort of royal blue bag. The dog treats, I believe, are in a shiny black bag, but they are the same thing, as well as some catnip that Eric says confesses his cats love.
They do. They love it.
All natural, fresh catnip, leaf and flower.
Excellent.
Yes.
That's the good stuff.
Yeah, it is. Only the best here at the Dog Talk Show. Okay.
And we should point out, these are for my cats, not for me.
These are for Eric's cats.
Although, I imagine if it's freeze-dried salmon, it's probably, I could eat it. And
you could.
Nothing bad would happen.
You could have eaten the mouse treats too, probably.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
Okay. Now, this is a special trivia just for Eric because he never gets to play. I do have a dog talk show trivia that we will open up the lines for listeners on this show today. So stay tuned for that and get near your phone. I'll give out the number now. But when I cue you, you can call, and it's going to be at the beginning of the fourth segment. The number to call is 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569, and we'll be giving away to listeners or a listener a copy of A Dog for All Seasons, a memoir by Patty Sherlock. She's going to be on the show for an interview on November 3rd, so you get the book before the interview, as well as a 1 pound of natural bark treats. You can go to naturalbark.com. Check those out. And there is, of course, a Dog Talk Show coupon code, which is Dog Talk Show. If you enter that in, you'll get 10% off your order. Okay, Eric.
Yes. I'm on the edge of my seat.
All right. Eric, which of these breeds is not actually in the terrier group of the American Kennel Club?
My terrier knowledge is.
Now, a lot of these I've asked on the show before.
Okay. So I should know that.
Which of these breeds is not actually a terrier, according to the American Kennel Club groups? Scottish Terrier, Welsh Terrier, Bedlington Terrier, Boston Terrier.
Oh, my. Unlike our listeners, you're looking right at me, so I don't have the advantage of Google here. But I believe it was the Boston Terrier.
Well done.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Woo!
What is that from?
I don't recall.
All right. And the bonus of Eric playing Dog Talk Show trivia is that he gets to play all of his favorite sound effects.
That's
without
right.
offending really anybody. Okay, Eric. What dog breed name translates to mean badger dog in German?
Badger dog. Is it the Dachshund or Dachshund?
Dachshund.
Dachshund.
Yes. Yes.
Woo.
Well done. 2 for 2.
That's a long one.
All right. True or false, Eric? Pablo Picasso had a pet dachshund named Lump.
Pablo Picasso had a pet dachshund named Lump. I am going to go with true, because why would you make that up?
Why would I make that up? Very good.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
All right. Woo-hoo. Eric, name the local organization that rescues older dogs only. Dogs older than 8 years old.
Oh, wow.
We had them on the show.
That's right.
Recently. Judith Piper is the founder.
Local organization.
Rescues old dogs only.
Oh, you know what? I am blanking on this one. I the only one I can think of, and I know this isn't right, is the the teacups being saved by...
Teacups, yeah.
Oh, what a drag, dude.
Oop.
Darcy's trying to help.
Darcy's trying to help
the
through
reflection
the...
of the sun.
All right. Old Dog Haven.
Old Dog Haven, that's right.
Yes. Ah. We had Judith Piper for a really, really, really good interview. Check that out. All the past shows are archived on the website, dogtalkshow.com.
Clearly, I need to go back and brush up.
Also, too, you can listen to all of our shows on iTunes. We are a free audio podcast on iTunes as well. So you can download the show that way, and then you can put it on your iPod or iPhone, and then you can listen to the shows while you walk your dog. Eric, name the documentary about wiener dog racing.
Oh, I know this one. Wiener Takes All.
Excellent. What breed of dog is the smallest breed used for hunting?
Oh, boy. That's a tough one.
I'll give you a hint. There's sort of a common theme going on here with some of these questions.
I'm going to go ahead and say wiener dog then.
Yes. Good job. So I actually have some trivia from the Oktoberfest races. The part of Dorothy's pet dog in The Wizard of Oz was originally scripted for what?
Toto. We're talking about Toto here.
That was Toto. Toto is a Cairn Terrier.
Okay.
But the part that Toto played in The Wizard of Oz was originally scripted for what breed of dog named Otto, who was owned by actress Margaret Hamilton, who played the Wicked Witch of the West?
Oh, now you're going deep on these. That's hard.
Again, common theme.
I'm going to go ahead and say the dachshund again.
Very good. All right. And the final question, Eric, before we go to break. Who is the cutest, most dynamic, charismatic, and just plain lovely wiener dog in the world?
Oh, I'm sensing there might be some bias here, and I'm going to go ahead and just go out on a limb in here and say, you know, one of the mascots for the show here, the Silver Bullet herself, Princess Leia.
That's right. Well done, and really that's the only question that matters. Of course, that's my opinion. I know many of the dachshund people will disagree. Eric, here's your bag of Wildside Salmon treats.
Thank you very much.
And some catnip for your cats.
I thank you. And Fergal and Marshmallow, thank you very much.
All right. When we come back, it's Dog Talk Show trivia for listeners. So get near your phone. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
We can't go wrong. My love is lonely and blue. Yeah, I was sad as a sailor. I was an angry one too.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Hi, I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animals Wednesdays at 3 p.m. As a medium, I talk with your companions live on air to find the answers to the questions you want to ask. Call in and ask about health, behavior, transitions in life, or anything else. Even talk with animals who have crossed over. Animals have wonderful things to say. Join us for a fun-filled and inspiring hour Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Talk with Your Animals with Joy Turner, the show you and your animal companions are going to love.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034. Or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
This is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Then there was you appeared when I was entangled with youth and fear and nerves jangled.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Okay, time for Dog Talk Show trivia listener version, which means you can call in and answer the question. Now we have to distinguish between the Eric version. No, Eric, the Eric trivia is a special occasion type thing.
A rare but much beloved segment here on the show.
A new favorite. You can call in. The first listener to call in and answer the question correctly will win a copy of A Dog for All Seasons by Patty Sherlock. We're going to be interviewing the author on November 3rd, as well as, I think, as a half a pound bag of natural bark dog treats. You can go to naturalbark.com to order some. And don't forget to enter in the Dog Talk Show coupon code to receive 10% off your order. And that coupon code is Dog Talk Show. Okay. So here's the question. The hound group has sort of two subcategories or two classifications within the hound group. There's a blank hound and a blank hound, and it sort of distinguishes what sense is their primary sense as a hound. What are those two classifications?
I think my dog was part blank hound.
Yeah. Blank hound is not a...
Not a breed.
Not, no.
Oh, okay.
Or type of hound. But the hound group is... So hounds are like basset hounds... beagles, dachshunds are in the hound group, bloodhounds, coonhounds, and then there's also other types of hounds like greyhounds, whippets, Basenjis, Rhodesian Ridgebacks. Two different types of hounds.
So we're waiting for folks to call in.
425-373-5527. 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. And this is for a copy of A Dog for All Seasons by Patty Sherlock, as well as a half a pound of natural bark dog treats. You can go to naturalbark.com and don't forget to enter in your Dog Talk Show coupon code for 10% off. So this is a little tougher one here.
One more time with the question, because
okay.
I'm still scratching my brain on this one.
There's two classifications or subcategories of the hound group. And so there's a blank hound and a blank hound. And they're sort of within subcategories of sorts. And we have, it says Tamar on line one.
Yes, that's correct.
All right.
Is it sight hound and scent hound?
Well done.
Yay!
Nice. So now, do you have a dog?
Not currently, but I'm auntie to several dogs.
Excellent. And what types of dogs are you auntie to?
My sister has a Labrador, a yellow lab. My brother has a Sheltie. My other brother has a mixed breed from the Humane Society. And several friends have other dogs, Labradors, and other mixed breeds.
Excellent. And did I just hear a bird in the background?
I have a blue and gold macaw and a couple of budgies.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, thanks for listening.
Sure.
And you've got yourself a copy of A Dog for All Seasons.
Excellent.
And we're interviewing the author on November 3rd, so you will be all set for that. And we'll also be sending you some natural bark dog treats that you can give out to your little dog nieces and nephews.
Oh, they will love it.
Or the birds, I guess, if they like them too.
I'll save them for the dog.
All right. Sounds good. We'll also send you out some Dog Talk Show car stickers that you can give to your dog-loving family. And thanks so much for listening. We're going to put you on hold and send you back to Darcy and get your mailing information so we can get these out to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Hold on. That, I think, was a tougher one.
Yeah.
Usually when we give away things for Dog Talk Show Trivia, the lines just light right up, I think. That makes sense. That doesn't surprise me. That's a little more obscure. And Tamar with birds knew the answer. Go figure.
Who knew?
Who knew?
The budgie maybe whispered the answer.
Yes, probably. Now, there was one question, Eric, that I didn't get to ask you because we ran out of time. And this was a previous Dog Talk Show trivia question.
But since I've already won the prizes, this is
you've
just
already
bonus.
Won the prize.
Okay.
But what is the only part of the body that dogs sweat from?
Oh, I know this one. I was going to say that it's their tongue.
No.
No, wait. I'm sorry. I got to do this then. it's their feet, right?
Yes, their paws.
Woohoo!
They don't sweat from their by panting. It's not sweating, but that panting is the only way that they can actually regulate heat or their body temperature. So
That's
they do
right.
cool by panting, but they have sweat glands in their paw pads.
Well, I had heard before that it was their nose. What about that?
Their nose?
Yeah. So their nose has nothing to do with them sweating?
No, I guess it's not technically sweating.
Oh, okay.
I mean, their noses will drip sometimes, but that's not really sweat glands.
Well, I mean, sometimes you'll see this, that a dog has like a moist and cool nose. It seems like that's a healthy thing. Yep. And sometimes they have a really like dry and kind of hard nose. Do you know if that's an indication of health at all?
I'm going to have to look at that because I don't think it's necessarily true, and I've heard people say that it's not necessarily true, like your dog's nose should be cool and wet, but I've felt my dog's noses on many occasions, and, you know, sometimes it's dry and warm. It's not like dry and cracked, but it's just not wet and cool.
What if it is dry and cracked? Should it be putting chapstick on that or something?
There are some things, I think, with some breeds, like French bulldogs, like breeds where they can't, like, lick their noses because their faces are kind of smushed in, that it actually is good to apply, like, a ointment or something on the nose. Otherwise, it will get really dry and hard and cracked. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, you don't want it to get, like, you know, seem, like, calloused and really dry. I mean, you want it to, I think the quality of this tissue, you want to look healthy, so.
Well, clearly something we'll have to come back to because I think there's a lot of nose chatter out there.
I think there is. Well, good job today, Eric.
Thank you very much, and thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me know how the cats like those treats. So, wanted one more announcement. There's a special Hot Flash. Now, I did this several months ago, Hot Flash Dances. Sorry, Eric, it's women only. Yep, you're going to have to sit out this one. But
maybe they'll do a special Eric edition.
I don't think
of Hot Flat Dances.
I don't think so. Well, remember how you said you were going to show up to the dog massage event dressed as a dog to get a free massage? You know, you could maybe dressed like a woman.
Like a beautiful
like a beautiful lady.
All right.
Hot Flash Dances is the website, hotflashdances.com. November 20th, I am hosting a fundraiser. It's at Neighbors, and it's to benefit Prison Pet Partnership Program, which is one of my favorite organizations. Amazing work. They train service dogs in the Women's Correctional Facility in Purdy, Washington. So we're going to be raising money for that. It's a really fun night. It's actually earlier. It's from 6 to 10. So you don't have to be out super late. It's in Seattle at Neighbors. Hotflashdances.com. I'll be talking a little bit more about that in the coming weeks. But mark your calendar November 20th. And we will be back next Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. with the Dog Talk Show. Don't forget to go to dogtalkshow.com and check out all the videos that I have posted and the link to the article about Darcy and her business through Bastyr University. So we'll see you next week. Eric, enjoy this beautiful weather.
Thank you. You do the same.
I will.